This public radio podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.
And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 26th of February, 2008. It's the birthday of the man we call Buffalo Bill, born William Frederick Cody in LeClaire, Iowa, 1846. His father died when the boy was 13. The boy left home to seek his fortune out west, worked in the gold fields, then the Pony Express, then became a scout for the Army and hunted buffaloes for the railroad. Met the novelist Ned Buntline, who persuaded Cody to appear on stage in 1872 as the character Buffalo Bill. And Cody was connected with show business almost completely from that time forward, founded his Wild West show in 1883, which traveled around the country and to Europe, and was written about in dime store novels. It's the birthday of the novelist Victor Hugo, born in Besançon, France in 1802. He was 29 years old when he wrote his novel The Hunchback of Notre Dame, about the gypsy girl Esmeralda and the deformed bell ringer who loves her, Quasimodo. Victor Hugo was deeply involved in French politics. In 1848, after a revolution helped form the Second Republic, he was elected to the Constitutional Assembly. And a few years later, when Napoleon III staged a coup d'etat, Victor Hugo fled France and lived in exile for 20 years and wrote Les Misérables, about the life of Jean Valjean, who is imprisoned for 20 years for stealing a loaf of bread. And it's the birthday of Shakespeare's contemporary Christopher Marlowe, Canterbury, England, 1564, who died young at 29, having written Dr. Faustus, Tamburlaine, The Jew of Malta, and other plays. Here's a poem for today by Denver Butson, entitled Beauty or Flight. The man who jumped from the highway bridge one afternoon, who drove his car along in rush hour traffic, then carefully pulled it over, fussed with something briefly on the dash, so casually that another driver passing thought he was looking for a map or a cassette tape that had slid during the last turn before the bridge, that's all, and then stepped out of the car, standing, stretching, and closing the door routinely, a man in need of a break on a long drive, a man untroubled by his next appointment, a man who felt himself growing tired and thought he needed some air, looked up the highway once and then down at the almost frozen rows of traffic under the haze that lingered above the bridge, and then broke simply and suddenly into a run, a dead run, one motorist called it, crossing in front of his car and not even stopping at the railing between the bridge and the empty space beside the bridge, entering that space and opening his mouth in what one driver called a scream, though she heard no sound above the drone of traffic, and other drivers saw as a gasp for breath, not unlike a child takes when diving into a backyard pool. And he executed then a nearly perfect, if a little rushed, swan dive, out across the space next to the bridge and into the water 95 feet below. One fisherman in a boat a little upstream saw the man who jumped from the highway bridge the moment he left the bridge and entered his dive. And the fisherman swore he saw not a man, but a large bird, a falcon or an eagle, shot mid-flight by an angry driver, a large bird who was trying to regain some sense of beauty, some sense of flight in its final dying seconds. A poem by Denver Butson, Beauty or Flight, from his collection Triptych, published by the Commoner Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Katrina Ciccala and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.